Describe a job that you think is interesting.
What are the most popular jobs for young people in your country? The most popular jobs in China are in the government sector. The civil service exam in China is currently in high demand. Millions of young people compete to become civil servants. These jobs are so popular because they offer the highest level of job security in China. In addition, they often come with attractive benefits, such as medical insurance and housing subsidies. What is the difference between high-income and low-income jobs in your country? High-paying jobs usually require a higher level of education, expertise, and responsibility. Professions such as lawyers, doctors, and financial analysts usually have high salaries. Commission-based jobs in sales can also pay very well, although they may not offer a base salary. On the other hand, low-paying jobs in my country typically require less skill and training. They include positions like cashiers, warehouse workers, and dishwashers. Is it common for people to do the same job all their lives? It's rare to have the same job for your whole life these days. Older generations lived their life like this. They valued stability, but younger people, like millennials and Gen Z, are more adventurous. They want to find personal fulfillment, so they try out different jobs. This shift is because of better economic conditions and a new focus on meaningful work over just survival. Which jobs have the highest salaries? Professional athletes and movie stars make the most money, but they usually work with contracts, not salaries. Surgeons, lawyers, and investment bankers make the most when it comes to salary-paid jobs. CEOs of corporations are also some of the most highly paid people on the planet. These high-paying jobs typically require the highest level of skill and education. They're also a lot of pressure. Which jobs pay low wages but require a high level of skills? A good example of low wages for a high skill level is early childhood educators. They play an important role in educating young children and need extensive education, but they often earn less than other professions. Similarly, fishermen earn little despite being skilled and risking their lives at sea. It's so unfair that fish sellers sometimes earn more than the fishermen who worked hard to catch the fish. Do you think it is important for secondary schools to offer careers advice to students? Well, secondary school teachers play an important role in helping students discover their interests. They also introduce them to different career options. But I don't think that providing career advice is essential at this stage. If students get career planning advice too early, they may feel pressured to choose a specific career path. This could also limit their future options.